Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Zechariah chapter 9, verses 9 and 10. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will take away the chariots from Ephraim and the war horses from Jerusalem, and the battle bow will be broken. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. Quick, get a picture in your head. Someone rules the entire world. What does he look like? Like Napoleon on his trusty steed with his army surrounding him? Like a business tycoon who dominated his field and now the world? Powerful, self-confident, and self-reliant? What does a world ruler look like? Like a humble man riding on a lowly donkey. That's what the Old Testament prophet Zechariah said. Zechariah spoke of the Savior who was to come. The Savior, your King, would come gentle and riding on a donkey. On the Sunday before he died on the cross, Jesus fulfilled the prophecy of Zechariah. He rode into Jerusalem on the back of a donkey. What was most impressive about Jesus wasn't his ride. It was what he brought. Your King is holy and righteous. He brought the salvation you so desperately need. Jesus didn't fight with a sword and army to overcome the curse of sin, but with his perfect life and innocent death on the cross for you. By his holiness and his death, your sins are forgiven. And with the salvation he brings you, he gives the accompanying gift of peace. Peace that your sins are forgiven. You have peace with God. You might not choose a donkey as your favorite mode of transportation, and that's all right. But don't let that lead you to overlook the king who rode a donkey and fulfilled Zechariah's prophecy. You don't need his ride, but thank God that he gives you what you do need, his salvation and peace. Heavenly Father, don't let this world deceive me into placing my hope in the wrong kind of kings. Only my King, Jesus, gives me true and lasting spiritual salvation and peace. Keep my faith in him strong and growing. Lead me to follow my King in all I do and say today. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.